Welcome to the I Love Monday Show. I'm Carlo, your host, Mr. Monday. And I have my trusty co-host, Kat, with me tonight.
Oh, hey.
Yeah!
Trusty?
Yeah,
trusty.
Trusty or crusty? Yeah. Trusty or crusty?
I shower.
You do?
I shower.
What's up? How you doing? Wow. And we have Boston comedian legend, mm-hmm. Kelly McFarlane, in the
yeah.
building.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah! Yeah!
In the building, safe and sound.
She was scared shitless when she
safe
came up here sound. Tonight.
Because of how classy it is.
I thought she was just pale. She was so white, she was scared.
Yeah.
She got her color back. She's looking good.
We're happy.
Klusky, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, did you guys have a great time at the show the other night?
Oh, my God. Throw more parties.
Was that awesome?
Yeah. That was great.
There was a lot of talk about the way a certain guy was dressed. Joe... McCall.
I didn't hear
well,
that
he
rumor.
He just left his audition.
No. He looked like Charles Ingalls.
I was going to say, he left his audition for the Newsies.
I thought the guy looked great. I thought he looked really good, but everyone was like, hey, what's Joe wearing? What's he dressed up like? I said, what do you mean? Guy looks awesome. What are you talking about? He always dresses like that.
Chimney sweep.
He looked like Charles Ingalls a little
I
bit.
Wore my nicest, you know, embroidered Alf denim jacket, so I was dressed to the tens.
And I wore a slutty.
And I have a Game of Thrones coaster right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, it smells so like shit.
It's a wax seal coaster.
So, Klaus, who's Miss Monday tonight?
Miss Monday this week is Mikella. She's been competing as a professional bikini competitor for 6 years, and she tries to help inspire women to live a healthy and happy life. She loves Mondays. She loves working hard on those Mondays. And as always, Miss Monday is brought to you by Cafe Avellino, located at 242 Humphrey Street in Swampscott. They have the best breakfast and signature salads, as well as paninis. So if you're on the North Shore, go in there and grab some lunch. Head down to Cafe Avellino today.
Is it Michaela?
Michaela is Michaela. Miss Monday, the girl with the curves. That's Michaela.
Yeah.
You like her?
She's a bikini model.
She's a bikini model. So am I, so we have a lot in common.
How come we don't see her in a bikini, though? It's just like in the Monday shirt.
Because she's excited about Mondays.
We had to show off the brand, you know?
And then we have Teresa, Cafe Avellino, is our sponsor. Mm-hmm. We get some good food over there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All right, let's go right into shoot the shit. You guys ready for this?
Yeah!
KFC denies it was duped by a student posing as a boss into handing out free chicken for a year.
So some kid, this genius kid, right? He rents a limo and gets a nice fancy suit and goes walking into a KFC at, like, let's say January 1st. Hi, I'm the head corporate owner and chef here. I need to do R&D and just check your sample of what you're doing. Give me 3 buckets of double fried chicken and some wings. So then he leaves and he comes back every day without the limousine, and they just think he's with corporate and gets free fried chicken. He did this for a year.
Mm-hmm. For 1 year?
Yeah.
So he pulled up in a limo for a whole year?
No, he just did that for the first day to sell the scam. And then from that day forward, that dude was probably rolling in sweatpants being like, oh, I'm off today. Denise is at home with the kids, you know.
But if he was a kid, how old was he?
He was like a scummy college kid with a dirty beard.
Scummy.
I mean, how fancy do you think a corporate guy from KFC looks?
And this happened in South Africa, though.
So you're saying he's more fancy there?
I didn't know they had a Kentucky Fried Chicken in South Africa.
I mean, I would have picked a better place to steal from. I would have.
He pulled
KFC's
it off.
KFC's not impressive. I don't like it. Boston Market, maybe. But not KFC.
They get a smarter clientele there. It would probably be harder to pull it off at Boston Market.
That's fair.
You know what's funny? You can say KFC and everyone knows a Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I'm saying? Just say the initials.
Well, I don't think it's not called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. It's only called KFC, right?
That's a pretty solid scam. Like, you could probably apply that to other things and get, you know, free lunch. I would do that.
Do you think Kentucky Fried Chicken was actually started in Kentucky?
I'm not sure. Could be just a branding thing, right? Do you think it's actually chicken?
That's true, too.
It's like processed chicken,
all right.
I think. What was Colonel Sanders' first name? Do you guys know?
Colonel.
Massa?
Howland. Harland.
Oh, okay.
Harland.
What a nice name that is.
The guy was like a horrible piece of shit, wasn't he?
Yeah. Imagine Colonel Sanders and Frank Perdue side by side naked.
Why?
I can see that.
I just thought about it.
You know what? In the future, you're going to be able to like have a computer that will just plug in any scenario that you want, and I want the... Rick Moranis, Martin Short sex tape. That's what I want.
So Colonel Sanders actually did start in Kentucky, Corbin, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling fried chicken out of like a little stand. And then it was like 1953, I think.
So you get some bourbon and a fried chicken. That's a pretty good setup.
It's pretty
good
stuff.
Was he really a colonel, though?
I don't know. He was a weird looking dude.
Stolen valor. That's what that is.
Stolen valor.
If he's not a colonel, it's just really upsetting.
I think Ronald McDonald served for a little while.
Do you have family members in the service?
Not the chicken service.
No.
Yeah.
How about
military? Sorry.
Military, really?
Yeah.
What branch?
Mostly Army, and then one of my cousins was in the Navy.
So you take it personal, people.
No, I was just being obnoxious for the show.
What about like people with doggy tags who weren't really in the service?
Well, doggy tags.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know those things?
I just like them. I don't know.
Yeah, style. But you have to be in the service to wear those. You have to earn those.
I don't. People wear camo too. I don't know. I don't care.
Camo's a little different.
The camo's different. The tags are like very specific. That's like you're trying to simulate that you're a stud.
Like a tough
Maybe.
Guy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, let's go to the next one. Man from Oklahoma was caught driving through Arizona with his wife's dead carcass strapped to the passenger seat.
Rodney Puckett, the man with the wife Kirby's so brother. Dead he could fuck it, was driving through Arizona with the deceased 74-year-old wife. He was caught, and he explained that they were on vacation, she died, and that he didn't want to bring her home yet.
He didn't want to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope he didn't get roadhead. That would be weird.
He drove through two states. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas, from Oklahoma to Texas, and then you got to drive through New Mexico to go to Arizona. I mean, then you got caught in Arizona.
How does that smell? And, like, isn't that hot in Texas?
Oh, the stink.
Yeah. Your wife just rotting there next to you, bitching about the radio station even after she's dead.
He was probably trying to bring it to, like, a desert to bury her or something before he got caught, I would think.
I mean, that was a lot of time to get caught on that one.
He didn't have a plan, I bet. He was probably just driving, and I mean, you got to dismember that and put it in a bag. Come on.
That would be the play thing to do. Throw it in the trunk. That's what I do with my bodies when I'm driving.
She had what? Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't drive with it in the front seat.
Your dates, you throw them in the back?
Right in the trunk.
Really? After you finish with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? The motel might have been more suspicious if he came out with a giant hockey bag versus just like an unconscious woman. Be like, oh, that happens all the time. But nobody here plays hockey.
I mean, she had a restraining order on him.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
This entire situation kind of sounds like an Eminem song.
Yeah, it does, right?
A little bit.
I'm sorry, mama.
Anyways, that's kind of weird. She's dead.
That's kind of weird.
That's official.
She's dead
the whole time.
This one's even a little strange. Bride-to-be married in 5 days finds out her 15-year-old daughter got pregnant from her fiancé's 16-year-old son.
All right, we're going to keep this anonymous, but we believe this person was from the United States. They posted on Facebook that her and her fiancé were planning on getting married a year from now. They wanted to set it up, make it a nice big thing. They had moved in together, and their children were living together, and apparently they were porking hard underneath the pool table, and he knocked her up. So now they're all related before the marriage. So now they can't all get married. I can't do the math, Carlo. Can you help me out?
It was under the pool table? How do you know about that?
I'm just fantasizing like a stepsister situation where, you know, someone's playing bumper pool up. Come on. Work
I mean,
with me.
They're not blood related.
They're not blood related, and they do make movies about those things.
Pool Showtime. Tables?
You know what? If both parents stayed with their original marriage, none of this would happen. So I blame them.
Yeah. So wait, your dad is also your uncle?
Stepdad.
Grandfather.
Grandfather. I don't know.
Well, my thing is, why do you post that on Facebook?
Why does anyone really post anything on Facebook? That's all everybody does.
Wicked hot.
Because there's some things that on Facebook that are pretty funny that you want to share.
You ever like move into next door like, and you're just like, wow, I'd fuck every person in that family as soon as they got old enough. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's one of those families.
All right, I hear you.
I mean, at least they're keeping it in the family, so... That's one good thing, maybe, you know? Where did this happen? What, was this like Tennessee or Kentucky?
The news story says that they were trying to keep it anonymous because the poor kids will be shunned.
Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, the parents...
In Florida, all this stuff always happens.
If they really love each other and they want to get married, the parents, like the kids, I mean...
How funny would it be if you fucked the girl before your dad closed the deal? Right?
True. I doubt it, though.
It's like, Dad, you just gotta be aggressive, you know?
Yeah. Sexpert reveals how to have sex with strangers without ruining your relationship.
Apparently just not telling them isn't working. So sexpert Tracy Cox gives her advice on how to get into swinging, some of the best positions that you could do, and why it's essential to bring snacks. She calls them nibbles to a swingers party. She said you have to discuss how far you're willing to go with your partner beforehand and sign like a little document so you guys are all on the same page. Don't show up drunk because then someone's going to throw up on your balls.
Mm-hmm. So
these people are swingers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, you know, people just throw their keys into a pile and You just grab a set of keys and you go home with that person. That happens a lot in Marblehead.
Really?
Does it?
Let me ask you, do you go for the nicer set of keys or the shittier set of keys?
Because I'm almost thinking I think it's like a blind pick. You don't see them.
I want a desperate Mazda chick. I don't want some fucking Porsche lady that's going to make me do all the work. You know what I mean?
High standards or something.
Yeah, give me a Mazda, babe, every day.
There it is. What kind of snacks do you bring?
I would imagine nothing that would require wet naps, like ribs or... Chex Mix sounds good.
Bring wings.
I think men are more... There's been studies that, like, men are more attracted to strange women, like strange, you know, than women are to strange men.
Crazy broads?
Like a girl with a horn, or...
It seems like women are more loyal than guys, I think.
Well, because they have to have it put in them. I would imagine if anybody was going to put something in them, I'd run a background check.
But I bet at these swinger parties, a background check.
I mean, all my friends and my, you know, we're all loyal, but there's a lot of guys out there who aren't.
That's, you know, but the lady says don't get caught, so.
No, I said
everybody
that.
Knows.
This idiot's trying to, like, pretend like there's a theory to it. If you stop telling people.
That would be it.
In Oklahoma, two window washers stranded on a swing staging on the 50th floor of a skyscraper. Do we have a video of this?
The basket swung out of control as firefighters worked to rescue the two men. It banged against the sides of the 850-foot building as they clutched the railing. The scaffold even broke windows on the tower. It was smashing up against that shit. The men were stuck. They were stuck there for nearly an hour, and then firefighters were able to get them out.
This was like, it looks like even from like the setup from the beginning wasn't even right. They couldn't even get on. All right, so look, I've been on swing staging in the airport, the old Hilton, and like you had three sides. The front is like the building.
Yeah,
there's like a little bar that goes across, but if you have to work in the building, you can't have anything in front of you, and it is scary and windy. Oh, when the wind comes, the wind blows, it blows you off the building.
Do you
is
think
this,
they,
is
do
this
think
America?
They,
oh, it's Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they got in trouble for not cleaning the windows that day, though?
Yeah.
Like, you guys didn't actually work, so you're not getting paid?
Forget cleaning the windows. They got to clean their fucking underwear right now. These guys are losing. How do we have all this technology? How are you able to build a building that big? And we still got to hang from a rope to fucking clean the windows.
What about those guys who sit on the seat? You see the lone guy on the seat who cleans the windows?
Yeah.
You ever see that guy?
Yes. No.
You never saw?
No, I've seen it. Yeah. That looks horrible.
They just pay that guy in whiskey and cigarettes. And he's got a gun at home with one bullet in it.
He's like a circus freak.
How could you have kids and be like, all right, honey, I'm going to work to hang from a rope off a skyscraper?
They make some good money and they drink a lot.
That was a lot more aggressive than I thought it was going to be. I thought they were just kind of like stuck and kind of
no. But it seems like when he went to set up to come out of the from the roof down to the windows, it wasn't set up right, and the wind took it or something. Who knows? Two Oklahoman guys.
Either way, Six Flags is stealing the concept, and that's going to be out next year. Doing. If you guys want to check that out.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
I love Monday.
Our next guest has been featured on Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing, and Larry King Live. Her act has taken her around the world. She's one of the funniest comedians in New England. Let's give a warm welcome for Kelly McFarland.
Thank you so much. The crowd is hot and ample here in this murder den. What they don't tell you is that you get the address and no label of what the building is. So it's like, come to this address in Swampscott or Squamskit, and which is neighboring Lynn, and you drive through there, and then you go into someone's neighborhood, and then at the end of their street is a brick crack den. And they're like, come around the back. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. We're going to shoot the show in a parking lot. But then a tiny little woman went behind the building, and I was like, they're going to be very distracted by her. I will go check it out. And they weren't accosting her, so I'm here now. So I'm psyched. When in doubt, you could always be hanging from that building on that Like, I'm not a window washer, so my shit's going pretty well, I guess. Let's see. I love murder, actually. Like, I get intrigued by it, and I love true crime. I'm obsessed with true crime. I really love, I like listening to, like, podcasts about true crime. I love 48 Hours, Dateline, like, anything murdery. I really love it. Here's the thing, though. It's wrecking my sleep, because when I go to bed at night, I always have a final thought of like, someone probably followed me home from the Stop and Shop. Like, they probably saw my tiny hands and they were like, I love tiny hands. I want those tiny hands as cufflinks. Like, they probably. So I wear a lot of layers to bed. I wear a lot of like layers and pajamas with buckles and zippers and Velcro and snaps, because if you're going to get to my shit, you're going to work for it. I want you to be really confused, right? Like, what is this? Why so many? I always wear matching pajamas to bed, always. And it's because if I die in my sleep, which is, I mean, it could happen, happens to people all the time, and I drink a lot. So if I die in my sleep, someone has to find me, and I want their first thought to be, oh, cute. So that's, try to wear matching pajamas. I also always wear matching pajamas because if I die, what if when you die, what you're wearing is what you have to wear in the afterlife? Like, think about that. Like, what if you die and it's like a snapshot and that's your outfit for eternity? Right? Like, how'd you go to bed last night? Did you go like Winnie the Pooh style? Like, just a shirt, no pants? Right? You want to come out ball wheeling at the new dead people mixer? I don't want to show up with a blown out crotch pair of leggings and an old Duran Duran t-shirt, right? It's not how I'm going to get on the new dead people student council. Dress for the job you want. That's what I say. Oh, I wish I had brought my stepson here and sold him. It really misses it for the viewers at home if they've never been here. You should take, well, you probably don't want people to know where this is. I don't blame you. It's one hibachi away from being a very exciting picnic. And that's how I feel about most places. I have a stepson. I married a man, and I like to clarify, I married a man, and he had a child already that he made with someone else, and he was married to that other person, and that didn't work out, so now we're married. So, you know, just more evidence that someone else's trash is another person's treasure. And that's what we call each other in bed, trash and treasure. So... all right, I think I'm done. That's all I wanted to. That's all I'm giving you tonight. Yes. Are you coming out? Where's your jacket?
It's too hot in here.
Oh.
Good job. Okay. Great job, Kelly.
I love it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, good, and we'll be right back with Kelly McFarlane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
Thank you for coming up.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Two have small hands.
I know, yeah. I do. Don't look at my manicure right now. Like, look at my metal bowl.
What size gloves do you wear?
Like, tiny child.
Does your husband love that your hands are small?
Yeah, he's like, wow.
You're like, it's not
that. That's why he married me. Yeah. He's like, oh, use two hands.
So coming up on the So coming up on the Monday show, does this make your career better or worse?
I don't know yet, because... remains to be seen. Like,
you gotta make it out of here first.
I'm gonna make it out.
Yeah.
I went and used your bathroom. There's no lock.
That's by design, yeah, by the way.
And I was like, I have a choice to make right now.
Legally, we can't have a camera and a lock. So we
oh, that's fair.
I mean, you have a lot of accomplishments. How does this rank with your accomplishments being up on the show?
I also have a lot of failures, so I feel like this is right in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, this
well, that's
is
good.
This is a Monday.
That's good. We're floating in the middle.
Yeah, I think this is fun.
We'll take that.
Yeah. There's no way you're not hot in this sweatshirt.
I know, you're sweating. Look at you over there.
Your cheeks are all pink.
I know. You want
well,
to take
it's also because you're here and you're so
like,
funny.
You're like dewy and J-Lo-ish.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
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 So your background was in improv.
Well, I mean, yes, I still do improv. So I was one of those kids, like those annoying kids, that I was in singing lessons and dance lessons and acting when I was really little. And
now your parents wanted you out of the house.
No, literally, they were like, shut the fuck up. She's your problem now. Just hoping I'd shuffle ball change the like annoying.
So you came from money? You came from money?
No. Oh. I grew up in Maine. Oh. I was the homecoming queen of my town, if that tells you anything.
And how many people were in your town?
There were 79 kids in my graduating class.
Really?
Yeah, so I really nailed it. And yeah.
It was like between me and a basketball. So, yeah. So, and now I do improv and I do acting and I write and all the good stuff.
But what led you to comedy?
So I was in my mid-20s and I just tried stand-up on a dare and I really liked it. And I thought, this might get me out of here. So...
Where was that?
I did it at the Portland Comedy Connection in Portland, Maine.
Portland's unbelievable.
Portland,
by the way,
is amazing.
People don't never been up there. Portland, Maine is.
It's awesome. It's, I mean, it's bars and restaurants. That's it.
My son went to college up there, Southern Maine.
That's where I went to college.
Really? Did you flunk out too, like him?
Shout out to that guy.
I'm a very famous comedian, so it's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm good.
You didn't need the degree.
No, I didn't need it.
No.
Yeah.
Now, you perform overseas for the troops?
I did. Yeah, I've done that.
What's that like?
You know, it's I like this. This is the back shot now. You're like, and cue the flag. It's just like this. It's me with a hat on backwards and a tight tee just giving medal bowls. No, it's...
But look how good... That guy's hands are huge.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love it. I love entertaining our troops. I've toured this country, too, our own country, and gone to a lot of bases and... Been to Alaska and Kwajalein and...
Spell that?
It's K-W-A Legion. And yeah, and I went to like all these fun places overseas, so it's cool.
Do the guys come on to you, the soldiers?
Cause, like, well, I am delicious and hot, so it happens all the time. No, I mean, they're very respectful. So when I went on the tour...
Do you come on to them?
Yeah, of course. I'm disgusting. So this may seem weird. I was at my gym the other day and Notre Dame was working out for some reason. Like there were like 120-something-year-old boys in Notre Dame gear, and I found myself like doing bicep curls.
Did you spot any of them?
No, but I was like,
got you.
With like 5-pound weights. And they were probably like, someone's mom is here.
When you're with the troops, do you like hang out with them afterwards or you just do your show and you like take
off? No, you hang out with them because there's nothing else to do, especially when you're overseas. We went to Spain and went on a submarine and it had just come in and I was like the first woman they're seeing in like 6 months. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not taller.
I mean,
I've also been traveling for 2 weeks. I don't look my best. I apologize. They didn't care. They were like, ma'am.
They were drooling.
Yeah.
What did that smell like?
Not good.
Yeah.
No, and I didn't love it either. You go down in it, and they were like, these are our torpedoes. And I was like, can't we go back up?
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. Didn't Bob Hope used to go over?
Oh my gosh, right? A ton. Yeah, yeah. It's good though. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Bahrain once, which is next to Saudi Arabia, and we pulled up to this rotary. We were going to a camel farm with a local, right? A local takes care of you. And we pull up to this rotary, and I look across, and I'm with Jim McHugh, who's a really funny comedian, and Joey Carroll, also a very funny comedian. And I look across the rotary, and there's these men coming with like, bandanas and scarves, and they've got like the bottles with the fire, and they're running with like pipes. And I go, "What's that?" And they were like, "Oh no!" And it was mayhem. And I was like, "I'd rather play Nick's Comedy Stop than this. This is a little terrible." They're like, "Do you still want to go see the camels?" I was like, "No, I don't. I want to lay down."
Were you the spotter? Like, were you the only one that noticed that?
Apparently, yeah. So it's fun.
Now, did you have a ghost? Don't you have a ghost podcast?
I do. I have a podcast with Carolyn Plummer called the Fraidy Cat Podcast.
What's that about?
So we talk about ghosts and haunting. Yes, it's this. We just talk about...
The movie Ghost.
Talk about the movie Ghost for approximately 3 hours an episode. And what happens is I do pottery and then Carolyn Plummer... gets behind me, and we're like, we just do a lot of this.
Do you guys ever switch?
Or yeah, sometimes, too? But she's taller than me, so it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of, like, crying and Unchained Melody. No, it's, we both have experiences with ghosts from our childhood, so we like talking about it. She loves everything ghosts. I hate everything ghosts.
So you had a bad ghost.
Well, I don't even know if the ghost was bad. We just stay in shitholes all the time, and everything is haunted.
How do you feel
so
about
you have
here?
A ghost story?
I don't feel good about this. I'm not going to lie.
There's no ghosts up here.
I don't think you're right.
So you're kind of like a...
I'm getting
Are you
thing.
Like a medium?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself a medium, but I'm getting a vibe from in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that was also like the murdery vibe.
You're close.
She's getting a lot of vibes up here tonight.
There's a lot happening in here.
Yeah,
there's a skinny girl eating bread. It's weird here.
Do you have any ghost stories for us?
Let's see. I mean, you could listen to my podcast. No, I'm just kidding. You can listen to my podcast.
You should listen to the podcast.
Let's see. Do I have a good ghost story? Yeah, I mean, we stay at this place. Carolyn Plummer and I have done this college, Casanova College, for like 4 years. And when we were younger, and we would stay at this hotel. There were two choices for hotels. It's in the middle of New York upstate. And they would put us in the less haunted hotel. That's how they described it. You're staying at the lesser haunted hotel. And so we would go and stay because Carolyn loves it, and I wouldn't sleep the whole night. I would just be like...
So you would recommend that hotel?
Not in a million years, no. I don't like old, like... bed and breakfasty.
Yeah,
like they're always haunted by some. I don't want to read on TripAdvisor like, if you stay in room 314, you may see the widow McLaughlin looking for our old seaman who went and lost it on his way while wailing, and she'll grab the back of your neck. Like, I don't want that shit. I feel like you could finally do that from now on.
I'm going to every hotel and creating fake.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Like, I feel like you could find lost seaman in almost any hotel.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to stay somewhere where I'm going to be disturbed. You know what's not haunted? A Hampton Inn. Those are never haunted. I mean, you're going to get filmed peeing like you do here, but it's not. That's fine. You can prosecute. You know who you can't prosecute is an entity. You can't prosecute an entity.
It's true.
So you don't have a ghost story from when you were little. It's when you were on the road doing comedy?
No, I do have. I do. When I was little, I stayed the night at a friend's house, and she fell asleep, and then I saw a ghost in her house, and her house was super old. At this like old farmhouse in Maine, and it was like a shadowy figure that moved around the room.
It's nothing worse than a Maine ghost.
Jeez, right? You know? They're slow.
That's what I was gonna say. If I was a ghost, I'd go someplace nice.
Long-winded with stories. It's all about potatoes. It's
the
really
bulldozer in the front yard.
Klesky, what do we got for Kelly?
Well, when we get new friends on the show, we like to run some would-you-rather scenarios by
them.
Get a better feel for how you think and what you're all about.
Great.
Here's the first one.
I'm ready.
Two of the biggest pains in life are cleaning and cooking. They both take up precious energy and time. Kelly, would you rather have a full-time maid or a full-time cook?
Well, first of all, if we just look at this photo for a second, you racist pricks. Why did you choose the Filipino maid?
I think they work together. There's a team, those two.
No, this is a side-by-side. I know what's happening. And then look at the chef. He is the hairiest person I've ever seen in my whole life. So are these my choices?
Yes, those two people. It has to be one of them.
What, she has to sleep with one or the other?
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah, do you want to bang?
Mary F. Kill. I would marry the chef. I'd sleep with that maid.
Yeah.
And then I'd kill them both. Yeah. And hide them here. That's what
I'm
I would
here,
do.
Right?
Yeah. No. That's... I think I would rather have a maid.
I agree.
Yeah. I hate cleaning so much. I hate it.
Because then you can cook and then she can clean too.
Right. I hate cleaning a toilet.
After a guy. We're gross.
Just in general.
Guys are gross. Yeah, but cleaning up your own stuff's one thing, but then you clean up...
Because you don't know who it belongs to.
No, but you know your son, your stepson and your husband.
Oh, it is just urine central in our bathroom.
Why can't they aim?
Do they miss the toilet and stuff?
I mean, yeah, he's 13. That's his job, is to just, like...
That's another thing, the technology hasn't... Why don't we get bigger bowl? Why are we going to figure this out? The toilets are...
Because then people would fall in.
Yeah.
Damn, you can't make them bigger.
For guys, yeah.
Can't you just sit to pee?
I don't know why I was mad at you. I'm sorry. I'm like, because people will fall in!
Do you want to talk about
it? We figure this out!
I'm leaving! I'm with you. I feel like there should be some sort of, like, funnel situation.
Like a urinal.
A gutter.
A gutter
around the outside.
He's officially the grossest person in the room.
We have an infomercial guy.
I knew
guys.
That earlier.
He always has been.
I knew it.
I mean, we all know it.
When I came in.
If I told you some of the stuff he does.
You're catching him on a good day.
Oh, I was like, you're gross. I can feel it. And I don't hate it. I'm not begrudgingly saying you're gross. I'm okay, go ahead. What's
all right. Oddly enough, he wrote this one. Would you rather live the life of a queen with no family or friends, or live like a vagabond surrounded by your friends and family? Hmm. Queen with everything?
I mean, we're your friends now.
So. Or yeah, homeless, right? With buddies. You know.
Well.
Homeless with buddies.
I'm telling you. I mean, I think that's a tough one. It I is. Don't think I'd want to be a queen,
that's
though.
An easy one.
I'd do the vagabond.
Absolutely.
Thing. Yeah.
I already live like that. That's already the life I have so now. So.
Yeah, the queen seems like a real... Do you guys watch The Crown?
Bitch. No, but I yes. just...
just a voice from the darkness. Bitch. Queen is a bitch.
That's a be a man guy.
I love it. Be a man. Be a man. Slap a queen.
That's a good one.
Right. That's a good one.
That'll be the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, vagabond.
Vagabond it is.
Good choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that might help us figure out what you're going to pick on the next one.
Great.
Would you rather have a Lamborghini in your garage or a bookcase with 9,000 books and infinite knowledge? What? Well, infinite knowledge or a car?
She already has infinite knowledge.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like I know everything I'm supposed to know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I know everything I want a Lamborghini.
Except coming up here tonight.
I'm capping it off. No, you know what's funny? I hate that car so much.
Yeah.
You know how people love those cars? Not a fan. I hate
I
those
don't
cars.
Love Lamborghinis, but like.
And I'm Italian like and I don't
nice
like it.
Cars.
Yeah, that doesn't even check
could
out
it
for
be,
me.
Does it have to be a Lamborghini or can it be a different like, a
Lamborghini.
Sports car?
Lamborghini's the one with the doors that
Lambo.
Go
up. That's what Tonzo wrote on the
right?
strip.
They go
that's
up.
Where he's got to be.
I don't love to read either. Reading is not my thing.
All Tonzo the gross guy.
I would imagine.
All his hair.
All his books are stuck together, yes.
No, but all his hair.
He's really moved by the words, absolutely.
He combs his hair with an ice scraper. And yeah. All his hair would be inside the car if you picked it.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You could sell a Lamborghini and buy over 9,000 books, I'm sure.
What's one of those go for? A couple hundred grand?
Nerd.
What's a Lamborghini go for? Let's ask Rogel.
Nerd. Yeah,
that's a good
nerd.
Question, right? Nerd.
Who's selling their car and buying 9,000?
To buy books.
Yeah, but what he's saying is you get a Lamborghini, you sell, you get the money. It's actually kind of genius.
Yeah, but maybe you have 9,000 books. Yeah. Maybe you'll have like a few expensive books that total more than the Lamborghini.
Nerd.
No. Take an antiques roadshow.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess I would pick the car. Just because I think it would be hilarious
you'd
to see me cruising down the street in that because...
You'd be tall standing next to it, but I think you would need a booster seat to drive.
Yeah, I don't like those
That's
cars.
That's not a good fit for you.
I don't
you.
Like doors that go up like this. That
you
seems really dumb.
Yeah, like a truck.
Like escaping a scene?
Yeah, like a 94 white Bronco.
Again.
Like a glove.
Driving slow down the
That's
highway.
Right.
That's
right.
Where I see you.
Mr. Yeah. Monday, we know you usually feel left out if we do this all with a guest and not with you, so
Thank
we
you.
Have one for you as
oh,
well.
Oh, good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather live in a world with no toilet paper?
Gross.
Or in a world with no soap?
So gross.
Ooh. That's easy.
This
I mean,
is
come
a
on.
Sophie's
is it easy?
Choice
what
if I've
mean?
Ever seen one.
Think about no soap. Because, I mean, you can always wipe your ass with your sock or, like, your underwear. Do you know what I mean? Or like your blouse. I could borrow your blouse to wipe my ass with.
My kimono.
No, but you know what I'm saying? You can always find something to wipe your ass. A trash bag, you know, leaves.
Where do you hang
a
out?
Trash bag?
Leaves makes saying. More sense
no.
than a trash bag.
Yeah, like, trash bag's a slick, like a slick
work,
swipe.
I work, we
can't,
wipe.
No toilet paper. I want.
We can't get into where I work, but where I work, we have people from all walks of life in all nations. And we have to run a video explaining to them how toilets work over here and that your left hand is for shaking hands, not wiping your ass.
Wait
they don't
second.
Use toilet paper.
Yeah, but where do these poor people crap in the past?
They
milk crates.
Oh, you
milk crates.
Google this.
How do you crap in a milk crate that got holes in it?
Oh, it makes it so much easier to clean up. You know what I mean? It's not one big chunk. It's little pieces. You can pick them up.
And what are you saying, shaking the hands with your left hand? What are you talking about? Who does that? Only lefties.
In India, it's the you're on the other side, right?
Oh,
God. You're looking into America.
Why, your employees are Indian?
Some of them, yeah.
I have some technical questions about this. If you can't use toilet paper, can you still use wet wipes? Do those
yeah,
exist
oh, yeah,
in this
wipes.
World?
Is
yeah,
it made
wet
of paper?
Wipes, that's a good
Is
one.
It made
so
of paper?
There's no paper.
No paper.
Oh, there's no. So you, when you wash your hands, there isn't even paper towel?
No, you get it. You just no toilet paper.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You can use other things.
There's a million different things you can use in place of toilet paper.
Exactly. It has to be fabric, and you have to clean it. This is basically, the trade-off is you have to do an extra load of laundry of just shit rags every day.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Two things. I think you just named your podcast. Shit rags. I mean,
that's actually the name of his band, actually.
Shit rags?
Those are my initials.
Shit rags.
He's a solo a cappella band. It's called the Shit Rags.
Right, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to be right back with the downright hilarious McFarland.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll use a picture of you and your girlfriend as a profile picture. It's your profile. Be a man.
All right, listen, Klus, before we get into fan art, can we talk about what happened with Schwarzenegger in South Africa?
Have you seen this?
No.
I honestly can't tell you what went through this guy's mind. But
this is
Arnold Schwarzenegger was spending some time in Africa working with fitness. Watch. He's known for that. And while he was minding his own business, he was accosted by a ninja.
Wow.
And some asshole just jump kicked him from the back for no reason.
Still looks pretty good, Arnold.
Look at this guy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hope they twisted his neck off.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah. Because
he's older now.
He's older, but he took it like an absolute champ. He maybe took three steps forward. That kid threw his entire body weight and strength at him, and Schwarzenegger only moved like 3 feet.
What a sneaky move.
Yeah, that's
he did that to your 75-year-old grandfather or grandmother. That would be attempted murder, essentially. Like, you can't do that to somebody.
I like this bodyguard, though, that just takes...
That just
crushes
him.
Like a boss, just puts him down.
That was good.
You know he jerks off every night imagining a scenario where he gets...
Well, look at him. Look at him by the hair.
Look at him. He's like...
He had no hair to grab. That was a good one.
That's painful. Yeah, make it do it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Look at Arnold's hair.
Kick me in the back.
Guys, his hair, huh?
Ow, my back.
It's like, oh, shit. I think he used a shoe polish in his
hair. Ow, my back.
I feel like that was a scene from Kindergarten Cop, anyways. Yeah.
Right, what do we get for fan out? What happened?
Who is your daddy? Yeah, you get some, and what does he do?
Honestly, we had somebody send something in for you.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we go through bags and bags of mail instead of mail bags. This one's from Susie. She's 43 years old. She lives in Seekonk, New Jersey. She saw Kelly a few years back, and she thought she was one of the best shows she's ever seen. When she heard about you being on this show, she got right into the Crayola and drew up this picture.
I mean, this seems super accurate.
I mean, not really. She's got a scar on her face and a wig on. That's not you.
I mean, look, I don't know how old. Oh, 43.
Your left hand looks like...
I mean, I'm just impressed more with the size of your mangled head compared to all the people you're talking to.
I was playing for very small people.
Yeah.
They were...
So there was a children's group.
It was a crowd of six very tiny people. And
was it a preschool?
Yeah, probably.
The only thing that seems unrealistic is that the entire comedy crowd was female. I've never been in a comedy club with not one
How
male.
How can you tell they're females by the
No,
mullet.
That one has
a mullet.
Yeah, that one has mullet. So that's Joe Dirt right in the front right there.
They look like the Beatles.
I think that's a lovely photo.
Nice to Susie.
I am. That is. It's sweet.
Susie, 43, from Seekonk.
And you know what they say about 43-year-old women that color with crayons, right?
No.
I don't know. I'm just imagining it's the same as a 40-year-old man that does it. Your next one,
I mean,
it has to do with Sarah Rose. We had her on
last week.
Susie. She's a tantric sex expert.
Oh!
And our guest was Bubba. And this guy, what was his name over here? Junior from Roxbury. He really liked the tantric sex lady. And he imagined Bubba just kind of chaining her up and falling in love.
Are you into tantric sex?
You sound like
you might be.
I'm so sorry. I just... blacked out from this photo thing that Bubba. Who made
Bubba? So this looks
Junior in Roxbury.
Yeah, he looks like Bubba, who's on the show, so it could be his twin brother. Yeah.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, it looks like Bubba.
And does she? Is that accurate?
That's Jen, who's sitting over there.
I'm just pissed that this woman got tits in her coloring, and I have nothing in mine.
You should have seen the tits.
You had a V-neck, though. You had a V-neck on.
Okay.
A green V-neck. Do you own one of those?
No. I mean, I might have back when she saw me. Tantric sex. I don't know. I don't get that.
None of us could do it either.
I thought you and Bubba might have had tantric sex together.
No.
No.
No, I'm very busy.
That sounds like something that takes lots of effort.
I feel like it's like, that takes too much time.
So if you weren't busy, you would.
Like, I have shit to do. I work, like,
Well, you travel. You do a lot of things.
I work
all
the
time.
I don't have time to be like, meh.
Picking out your pajamas.
Holding back, channeling, getting ready, lining up a chakra, boopy bop. I don't want to do all that bullshit.
Just roll over and tap your husband.
I'm literally like, say okay, now. Can you...
Same with me and my wife. If it goes on for 10 or 15 minutes more, I tell the guys, stop, come back tomorrow. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
The last one's from Ricardo from Marblehead. He's a fan that attended the event last Thursday. We had a big old party. You guys remember we talked about it at the top of the show?
You got to come to our next party.
I'd love to come to the next party.
It won't be up here. It will be somewhere normal.
This guy.
I like it here.
This guy had a great time eating. He got banged up. He drank a lot. And he remembered the night pretty accurately, if you ask me. I don't know how we got this angle.
Because there's a
there's
guy.
There's needles on the
what,
ground.
There's a guy crapping?
There's a guy taking a dump. You guys don't see him?
I saw that now,
No. Yeah. I didn't see it at first. But
where is it? Where is he?
Go to the left-hand side by the other beach ball.
This is a wacky rose
roll. There's a fat shirtless man with a camera.
He looks like he has a...
He did a swirling.
A shirtless woman.
I believe there's a penis next to a beach ball somewhere, if you look closely.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Pretty good job by Ricardo.
Balls.
How old's Ricardo?
He's
it had
74.
Look,
74 years old.
Wait.
Will you point to him?
Wait. It's right.
I saw it. Oh, the guy with balls.
Oh. Honka honka.
You seem like you seem like a foul woman.
Okay, so this guy, the comedian on stage, who is that? Who's that?
Lenny Clark.
Oh.
It's Lenny Clark.
You know
Or
Lenny,
is that
right?
Don Zolo? That could be Don Zolo,
That's
right?
Don Zolo.
That might be Don Zolo.
Yeah, that's definitely Don's same got complexion. That weird haircut, too.
Yeah. You say, like, you've traveled overseas with Lenny. That's,
I have.
That doesn't look like Lenny.
No, sir.
No.
You overseas with Lenny?
I went to Kwajalein.
Do you have a quick story for us?
Sure.
What do you got?
We went to a, like, a island that used to be a military base called Kwajalein and Rominar. I never say it right. And it's, like, in between Hawaii and Guam.
Wow.
And I went with Lenny Clark and Carolyn Plummer and Steve Scarfo. And Lenny's just a crazy person. Like, in the most delightful way. Like, I love him so much. He's such a good friend, and I love him. And he's just... But he's nuts, right?
Yeah, he
like,
is.
He gets... He's got a ton of energy. I don't know where it comes from. He went to the gym every day and was, like... yelling, and we saw one person in a military outfit, and they were on a bicycle the whole time we were there. So I immediately went into my crazy brain and was like, this isn't even right. This is like a Stranger Things situation. Like, we're in an alternate universe. And
scarier
there were flies.
Than this place.
There were flies everywhere. They'd like fly up and go in your mouth, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
So it's like a third world country?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. But he stole a golf cart and took me for a ride one night, which was awesome. That
really?
Was really fun. And we went swimming. When we arrived on the island, we went swimming at night, and it was beautiful and amazing. And then the next morning, we came out to that same
spot. Was
it
a pool, or was it like a
It was the
lagoon.
Ocean.
Oh,
no leeches or anything?
We don't know. It was dark. And then the next day, we came out in that same spot. There was just sharks everywhere. And we were like,
no way.
Oh, my God. Thank God these weren't here last night. And the people from the island were like, they were here last night.
No
Whose
way.
Idea was it to go swimming?
Probably.
Were they vicious sharks? Like,
I don't know.
Man-eaters?
I mean, I'm here.
Yeah, right.
No, they sang show tunes and kind of just
the friendly
show.
Yeah, they were like.
It's a good thing nobody was bleeding.
Hey,
you guys are swimming.
Game of Thrones, the final one was on last night, right? Someone was complaining. We got one more piece of fan art. Someone diehard sent this in last night.
Oh, where is it?
We have a show here on the Breaking Balls Network that recaps the episodes, and this is a dead on ringer for these guys.
Who's the guy in the middle? He's a weirdo.
Is that supposed to be you?
No.
No, he doesn't know what Game of Thrones is.
I've never watched it either. I mean,
there's only three guys that have shoulders that broad, and they're all in this room right now.
Let me find them, actually. This is a really fun, like...
can you do it?
That hairy bastard over there. and the gross guy behind the desk, for sure.
Well, two out of three.
I thought that guy was wearing a fur coat. He's not really hairy.
But I don't see this guy. I don't see...
The bald one?
Yeah. fooled again.
Yeah, that's these guys are diehards. Check out their show. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
The past ones, and there's some more stuff coming up. I think
to you.
It'll all check out.
Neither one of you have seen the show.
Yeah. How come you haven't watched it? Let me interview you with a question. Why haven't you watched it?
Just sounds kind of retarded to me.
I mean, don't mince words, Mr. Monday.
Is it? You're talking about Game of Thrones?
You dropped the R word. What's this?
You were talking about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
You're a big fan or
I haven't watched it.
Well, why haven't you watched it?
Well, so let me explain. So I want to watch it, I guess. I mean, I'd like to see dragon sex. I think that sounds cool.
That's what the show's mostly about.
Yeah,
is dragon
like,
sex.
Oh, someone after dragon?
It sounds like a video game.
Yeah, but, well, it's got all the things. It's got a little person. It's got, it's, I mean, I think it all sounds
it's
really,
got,
really.
It's got incest.
Is it a real show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it
Game
a real
of
show?
Thrones?
Yeah, is it real?
Yes. Okay. 73, yeah, it's a true story. It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. I just, now I feel like I'm so far behind that it would take me forever to
Well, you are. It just ended last night.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you start that now?
You go to On Demand from HBO.
I don't have that much time. Who's got that
time? She can't
time?
Do tantric sex. How's she going to watch that?
I mean, I can't do tantric sex either.
If you can keep yourself from coming through an entire episode of Game of Thrones, you've done it.
How many episodes were there in Game of Thrones?
73.
73. What are you, a Game of Thrones weirdo?
No, that's what it was. It was the last six episodes. Have you watched up to 73?
Have you watched every one of them?
Yeah.
Why'd they stop it at 73? Why didn't they do 74?
I didn't write the show. I didn't produce it, so they stopped it because that's where it ended.
The dragon stopped banging.
So yeah. There's no more dragon.
Was the ending good?
I mean, it was fine.
Finales are never good, though. Finales.
People are pissed off about the ending.
Yeah,
and I don't even know about the show.
People
I just
need
heard
to relax.
It.
Dude, it ended. So everything was wrapped up. Now you know where everybody is.
All good things have to come to an end, like a Monday show.
Yeah.
Oh, you is know? It coming to an end?
Yeah, it is coming to an end.
Unfortunately.
I mean, this is Game of Thrones, Big Bang Theory.
That I can't
tell us about some of your upcoming events. What do you got coming up?
Great.
Anything good?
Let's talk about it.
What do you got?
Well, I was here. This was awesome.
This was Monday, yeah.
You're welcome.
I actually loved it. You guys are great. All of you all do.
Even the weirdo back there.
That guy. That poor guy. I poked my head around the corner of the building and like a woman seeing if Ann Taylor was still open. Ow! Are you closed? I need capris. And he goes, hey, you're in the right place. And he was like ripping a butt and I was like,
did he have his hands down his pants, scratching himself?
No. But I was like, for to be the opening of a Dateline, is that? But it all was fine.
It was fine.
And then I walked up the stairs and he just disappeared into the building. And I was like, oh, yeah.
And you shared your location with your husband.
And I did a drop pin to my husband. But now it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
9-1. And we're
right,
locking in.
Right. Sorry. Let's see. I have lots of shows coming up. You can always just go to my website, which is kellymcfarland.com. And coming up this summer, it's fun. I'm doing a bunch of stuff locally, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then, I have some stuff in the works that's pretty cool, too, with a bunch of Boston comics, which will be really fun. Cool. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Does your husband go to your shows?
He does sometimes,
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, aren't you sick of this?
Oh, of course not.
And he's like, no, I love you. I
was like, and you're that's like, right. Get away from me.
I'm like, well, I'm going to Seattle, so I'll see you in a month. And then our marriage works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you don't see each other much.
Yeah, the heart grows fonder. Is that what it is?
Just go with it.
Absent grows a heart fonder.
He's great.
Well,
I do.
Thank you so much for coming up tonight. You're great.
Thanks. High five. High five.
Woo. Thank you.
Oh, you guys too.
We hate to see Mondays. They come and go, but make your week great. We'll see you next Monday.
I love Mondays.